Hello, Giant fans. My name is Carlos Rodriguez. You can find me at Open Your Mind, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. And I will be discussing the Giants. So, first and foremost, I would like to just put it out there. I am not a scout. I'm not a journalist. I'm just a fan. This is coming strictly from a fan's viewpoint. And I decided to do this, one, because it seems like there's 1,000 podcasts everywhere. And two, is because I critique everyone. You know, I have a comment for everything. I have an opinion. And if I can go and critique professional writers and people who actually do this for a living and put their stuff out there for the public, I can do the same. Well, you know, I have very few followers. I doubt anyone's listening. But for those who are listening and take a listen, this is me just putting my stuff out there, right? If you guys can do it and take it, it's only fair that I can as well. On that note, let's begin. Okay, so I'm not going to talk about things that have been talked about for the last few months. Better writers, more skilled podcasters, and actual journalists have gone over this ad nauseum. So it's redundant for me to go over it. I'm just going to talk about the Giants moving forward and what I believe is been a good plan. It's been a good strategy so far. I don't think, in the long run, that we're going to have issues. I think we're building for the future. I'm not saying we're going to be great this year. I don't even think we're going to be that good. I don't think we'll be terrible. We're not going to be 3-13, but I don't think we're going to be 10-6 either, right? I think we're going to be improved from last year. We're going to be competitive in games, and we're going to surprise people. I really do believe that. But like I said, I don't think we're going to be something stupendous. I'm a homer, but I'm not that much of a homer. So that's that. As far as moving forward goes, OTAs are upon us, almost 100% or 100% attendance, which is great. And it's very important for us Giant fans this time right now, this year. Just like it is every team, I get it. You know, this is the team building part and all that. But we just drafted a quarterback for the first time in 15 years that's actually going to challenge Eli Manning for a spot. And that's very exciting to me. You know, not saying that I'm in a rush to move away from Eli, because I think he's going to be successful with what we've done with the offensive line and just how I think it's going to be more run-oriented. And I believe that Pat Shurmur and his staff are going to protect Eli a lot this year. A lot of screens, continue with the dump-offs. I get it. It's frustrating for us Giant fans, but I believe that's what it's going to be. Short passes. I think we're going to do a lot of RPO this year. And, you know, we were the number one scoring offense in the NFC East last year. And that's with a very bad offensive line. And Odell Beckham not being with us for a long part of the second half. And we produced. We did pretty well. We were competitive at least, which we couldn't say that in the first half with Odell. So there's that. The biggest concern is definitely the defense. Going into the draft, that was our biggest hole. I thought we would address that earlier. But we addressed it in the first round regardless. We got two probable starters. And we got tons of depth, right? And the one thing that everyone seems to be forgetting and no one talks about is, like, people forget that there's three phases to football and no one ever talks about special teams. And our special teams is great. Not good. It's really good. It's very, very productive. We had one of the best kickers in the game. We had a very, very solid punter. We had a good return game. And all that's going to be improved. Now, obviously, the specialist, the kicker, and the punter, we're not changing that. That's the same. But the rest is going to be improved. The coverage is going to be improved. The return is going to be improved. We just drafted a bunch of guys who are going to be on the special teams. Both corners, Connolly, Ballantyne, all these guys are going to be on special teams. And they are going to improve an already good unit. Very important, very underrated. People are not talking about it. They just want to keep sitting and dwelling on Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones. And that's sad, really. And that leads me directly into the biggest problem I've had this offseason. And it's not even close. It's not Gettleman. It's not the draft. It's not the direction of the team. It's not of any of those things. It's us. It's me. It's the fans. Where in the hell, when did we become the Jets? Like, when has our fandom and fans become the Jets fans? All we do lately is complain and cry and whine. How long have you guys been Giant fans or football fans in general? Have you just started following the team? I mean, Odell Beckham's gone. You're going to trade your tickets away? You're going to get rid of all your stuff, all your gear? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You're not a fan to me if you do that because of a player. You're a fan of the player. I'll give you that. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Back in the day, I used to love Barry Sanders. Doesn't mean I rooted against the Giants when Barry Sanders played. That's insane. I'm a Giants fan. I root for the Giants. The Giants. The team. Not a player. Not one single player. Now, when they're on the Giants, I root for them. I love them. I got jerseys. I got posters. I'm one of those crazy fans. My house is a mess. My wife hates me when it comes to football season. Okay? I am one of those fans that goes insane. I collect. I have posters. I have pictures. I have signed autographs. All that. Okay? I'll admit it. I have issues. I'm not going to sit there and lie. But to sit there and say that because a player got traded or because a player got cut and you're not a Giants fan anymore because we drafted Daniel Jones and you wanted, you know, player XYZ, you're not a Giants fan anymore. Good. Bye. You weren't a Giants fan to begin with. You're a bandwagoner. And then when we start winning or we start doing good again, then you're a Giants fan again. I can't stand that. That's ridiculous. It's the major issue I have down here in South Florida with Miami fans. They're fair-weathered fans, you know? And I never thought that about New York Giant fans. I always held that as an honor, as a point of discussion that I could always say, New York sports fans are loyal. We go to the games. The Knick games were sold out for years, and we were horrible, right? Same thing with the Yankees when we were bad. We went to the games. Even if we didn't go to the games, at least we bought the tickets. You know, now it's like people are trading in their fandom over Odell. Come on, be serious. That just is just unbelievable to me that you can consider yourself a fan of a team and the moment something doesn't go the way you want it, you're not a fan of that team anymore. I don't believe fandom works that way. It doesn't work in my spirit, doesn't work in my DNA, and I'll never ever root for the Giants to lose. For what? For a because you didn't agree with the decision the general manager made? Bye. The Jets are a mess too, man. Go root for them. The Browns got OBJ. Go be a Browns fan, right? I'm sure they'll do great this year, and in 3 years when they got to re-sign Baker and they don't have enough money for none of the receivers, I'm sure they're going to be fine. I'm sure that team's going to be great for years to come because those three knuckleheads together, they're going to work perfectly. Yeah, that's going to happen. So, that's where I stand. Say what you want. Come at me. My DM is wide open.